Well, I mentioned before the Ninja Warrior program on the TV. There is a version of that coming to the Hunter very, very shortly. And we're going to talk to the organiser of that now from C. It's the Ninja Warrior for Charity, the event organiser, Jay Bolton. Good morning, Jay. Look, it sounds like a very fun thing you're putting together. Where did the idea come from?
Well, it actually did come from the Channel 9 show, Ninja Warrior.
Of course it did.
Sitting there one day watching that and thought, that's quite crazy. Great idea for a charity.
And you thought, well, I reckon I can give this a go. But see, the thing is, if we fail here, it doesn't mean we're on TV in front of the whole country, does it?
That's true. And you don't fall in water, I've assured the contestants.
Oh, okay. So can you take us through the track, what it's going to look like?
Yeah, for sure. There's a whole heap of different monkey bars and swinging poles and tunnels and ramps to climb up. I actually went there for the shoot the other day, and I said, what have I actually got myself into? Because I had to hang off these things for a few little photos, but I tell you what, I don't know how I'm going to go through the whole course.
Well, I'm sure someone from work will be filming it for you. So if you do fail in a blaze of glory, it'll be there on a showreel forever and ever. But look, it is all for charity. Can you explain the connection there for us, Jay?
Yeah, for sure. So I used to be on the board of Matt Care, which supports a range of charities. But we found that there was just so many small charities out there that just don't get exposed. And they're doing such a good job for different programs. And this is one, the Our Backyard Car to Home project, and not many people know about it. And it's people like you and I who fall on tough times, and it's just a great way to get people looked after in these tough times. And we got people that, like anybody else, with kids, and they're actually sleeping in their car on the side of the road. And for us, we just went, that's absolutely crazy, but how can we help them in a period like that? And we need to give them, places they can shower, clean, get ready, and even go apply for new jobs and get themselves out of that rut. So, it's just a safe place, because you can't actually sleep on the side of the road in your car. It's illegal. So it provides them a safe place with safe facilities and security and whatnot, just to get them in, through that period and get them into a home.
Jay, it's great that you've been able to get involved and get behind that, and a more worthwhile thing locally I probably couldn't think of off the top of my head. But I've got to ask you, since you've got the course, you've been on it, you've seen it, what it's all about, what sort of training does one go through to become a ninja warrior?
I tell you what, we've got a stack of different builders and trades, and I tell you what, they think they're pretty good in building homes, but when they see this course, I don't think any sort of training is going to help them, because it's pretty tough. But, it's going to be an interesting one.
Do you watch these sort of programs on the TV, like the Ninja Warrior, et cetera, and you see people fall off and you think, well, there's no way in the world. How could you fall off there? I could have just grabbed that rope or ducked that beam or whatever. I guess it's going to be different when you get your chance to do it live and in person.
Oh, exactly. And on TV, you see the 30-second version, not the 10 minutes worth of workout that they have to do to get through to that challenge. So, it's going to be very interesting. I think it's going to be a good reality check, but for a lot of people who think they can. But the good thing is we're all raising money for charity. Everyone's going to be having fun. And I guess the biggest thing is just being able to create that connection between local businesses and the actual charity.
Well, Jay, far be it for me to interrupt you working out and getting in shape ready for the big event. We've got some information at 2NURFM.com and our morning show page of how people can get involved. You get back to the workout, mate, and thank you for spending a bit of your time with us this morning.
Excellent. Thanks for your time. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Will be a fun event, that is for sure. And I can just imagine now everyone's got phones, and we've basically got a movie studio on our phones. So if you decide to go in the event and everything goes upside down, shall we say, I'm sure it's going to be memorialised forever. Thanks for Jay to sharing a bit of that with us today.